When you feel like you've lost time, God is able to restore the years. Written by Debbie McDaniel and read by Kelly Givens. I will repay you the years the locusts have eaten. You will have plenty, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Joel 2, verses 25 through 27. If we've lived long enough, we know this to be true. Sometimes life is hard. It doesn't always go our way. Things don't always work out in our timing. And often it seems like we are hit from all sides. Problems can leave us spinning, wondering why we didn't see it coming. Days, months, even years can go by. We look back and wonder how it all went so fast, yet seems so slow when we trudged through the difficulties. And even though we might try our best to live our lives in a way that honors God, it doesn't erase the fact that we live in a fallen world. We're constantly face to face with so many battles, hardships, struggles, broken relationships, illness, and our own weakness too. In the midst of it all, we may sometimes feel like we've lost time, missed opportunities, or blown chances along the way. We may struggle with feeling as if we've walked through too many broken years of pain. Like God could never work through that stuff. It's just too messy or too difficult. But the good news is this: there's still hope, for He alone is our hope giver. He is our restorer, our redeemer, our healer, and our friend. God is able to restore all that has been stolen. He knows our way. He's close, and He's working far beyond what we can fully see. There's a new season up ahead. Don't give up. If we woke up this morning, then God is not finished with us yet, and there is still good in store. He is able. He is faithful. He is greater than anything we face in this life, and much bigger than our own brokenness or weakness. So keep moving forward in His grace and power, intersecting faith and life. If you need God to redeem your time and restore the years that the locusts have eaten through the difficulties or hard circumstances you're faced, bring it before Him today, all of it. Ask Him for His power to work mightily through all you have faced, bringing good and renewed strength for this next season still in store. God alone brings hope, so choose to focus on all the blessings that He can bring from the struggle. He is able to turn it around to work in your favor and for His greater glory. For further reading, check out Jeremiah 29:11, Isaiah 43:19, and Job 23:10. Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Timos podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.